Early this morning, a ninth grade student at Stemmers Run Middle School entered the school with a loaded handgun. The handgun was confiscated by a teacher. No one was injured, and the suspect was placed under arrest by the school resource police officer who was present in the school at the time. For the second time in a matter of weeks, a Baltimore County teacher has displayed extraordinary courage to protect a school and the school community. And like our public servants, teachers don't think of their personal safety first. They think of the safety of the student. And again, one of our teachers acted heroically. On behalf of the 805,000 residents of Baltimore County, I want to thank that teacher. The police chief is going to provide you more specific details of this incident in a moment. As was the case at Perry Hall several weeks ago, my first reaction this morning was that of a parent of two young boys, and I asked myself why. Unfortunately, there are no easy answers to that question. It's really extremely frustrating to know that we have an excellent school system here in Baltimore County, yet knowing that we are not immune to random acts of violence in our schools as well as our communities. And while we'd like to think that these unsettling incidents cannot happen in Baltimore County, it simply is not true. Certainly it would be easier to simply hope that this will never happen again and call these two incidents aberrations and move along. But we're not going to pursue that path. We really have to be proactive in our response to these incidents, and we will. We're prepared to respond on two fronts, both short-term and long-term, in resolving these unsettling occurrences. As to the long-term, I have the utmost confidence in Dr. Dance and his team, and they will be taking a systemic look at what steps the school system can take to make sure that our children are safe each day when they arrive at school. I know that the superintendent has already begun that process as a result of the Perry Hall incident, and he will be able to talk to you more on that in a few moments. Now, certainly while a comprehensive analysis is important, we also need to take immediate steps to reassure parents, students, and the school staff that our schools are safe not only today, but also safe for tomorrow. And with that in mind, I am authorizing, effective immediately, an increased police presence in all of our county schools. I've also asked Police Chief Jim Johnson to provide each of the trained police officers who are now serving as school resource officers and assigned to our middle and high schools to be equipped with handheld scanner metal detectors as soon as possible. I do this on the belief that police are trained to properly identify suspicious activity in individuals. And these trained police officers will use their skill and their judgment, as well as the additional use of the technology with the scanner to potentially identify problem areas. They do have that unique skill set, and they're going to bring that to the schoolhouse each and every day, and we're going to allow them to do that to make our children safe at school. Now, obviously, the use of these handheld scanner wands raises the broader question that I suspect you may have about the use of permanent metal detectors, but I would suggest that we allow Dr. Dance and his team to complete the school system's comprehensive analysis before drawing any conclusions on that front. Before I turn this over to the chief, I just want to reach out again to all of the parents, the students, and staff members in our schools that I wish we did not have to deal with this. Parents want to send their students off to school and not worry about their safety. Teachers want to teach, and our students want to learn. Rest assured that we share these same goals, and we're committed as a county to make sure that we're going to make that happen. Now, before I introduce the chief and the school superintendent, while we're talking about parents, I just as a side note, really encourage those homes that have weapons within their homes, that these parents need to make sure that these weapons are secured. The chief talked about this in the past week or so, and we just need to reiterate this. This is a responsibility of parents, and it's also the law.